My name is Bonnie Taylor. I'm a Platinum International Diamond with For Life Research, and I welcome everybody here from around the world that listens in. We do a leadership training on this call. We have gone through motivational leadership. We've gone through leading with responsibility, which would mean leading with passion, with purpose, with vision, with your heart, with attention, with integrity, with discipline, with generosity, with credibility, with grace, and with spirit. And then we talk to you about putting that all together. If you'd like to hear any of those are recorded on our website, and you can hear them. And now we've entered into the exceptional leadership stage, which began a couple of few weeks ago with leaders know who they are, leaders know what they want. And so tonight we're going to be talking about leaders are committed to winning. And I suggest of anybody listening to this call, if you'd like to take this seriously about your own leadership, have some paper ready. You may want to write down some questions I'm going to give you. You don't have to answer them for me, but you can answer them for yourself, and it will help you in your leadership attitude. You know, the legendary football coach Vince Lombardi once said, "Winning is not the only thing, but wanting to win is." And that's important to remember. Leaders are ambitious, perhaps the most important single quality in determining how far you go and how fast you get there. Leaders want to win. They want to be the best at what they do. They want to achieve victory. It's not possible to imagine a true leader in any area who has not committed to success in that area. Leaders are highly competitive. They have a deep down desire to succeed greatly at whatever they undertake. And leaders are committed to excellence, to personal excellence as individuals, and to business excellence in a competitive marketplace. They continually compare the performance with that of others and continually raise the bar on themselves, striving to achieve at a higher level at all times. The quality of a person's life is in direct proportion to their commitment to excellence, regardless of their chosen field of endeavor. The top 20% of individuals in any industry earn 80% of the income and the rewards in that industry. The top 10% of company earners earn 80% of the profits in every industry as well. And as a leader, you should resolve today to join the top 20% in your field, no matter how hard you must work or how long it takes you. Even better, commit to join the top 10%. Set this goal as a vision for yourself of what is truly possible for you. The good news is that everyone in the top 10% or 20% today started in the bottom 10 or 20%. Everyone at the top started at the bottom. Everyone at the front of the line started at the back. And whatever hundreds or thousands or even millions of others have done, you can do as well if you are ambitious enough. The bad news is that anything less than a lifelong commitment to excellence becomes an unconscious acceptance of mediocrity, of poor performance. No company or individual ever started off with a goal of mediocre performance. But in the absence of a deep-down commitment to excellence, mediocre performance happens naturally and automatically. I wonder if you know that. It takes a long time to become the best in your field or in any field, but it is worth it. Most companies, their first products and their first services start off as average or poor quality. But because of the founder's commitment to excellence, they continually improve their product until it gets better and better, moving up in the customer satisfaction rankings. Eventually, they improve their quality so much that they become world leaders in their industries. The satisfaction you enjoy by knowing you are good at what you do and what others recognize and respect you for it is worth any price you may pay in terms of time and discipline to achieve excellence. Fortunately, there are only about 6 to 7 skills that are key in any field that you must master personally to get into the top 10%. And like a ladder, you can climb these skills levels one step at a time. Here is the great question in your attainment of personal excellence, and you might want to write this down. What one skill, if you were excellent at it consistently, would help you most to advance in your business? What one skill, if you were excellent at it consistently, would help you most to advance in your business? There is always one answer to this question, and you always know the answer, or you can find out by asking someone. You may not be comfortable with the answer, with the skill that you need to develop to move ahead, but this discomfort is only because you have not yet mastered this particular skill. The good news is that all business skills are learnable. Anyone who is excellent at any particular skill today at one time could not do it at all. But they set it as a goal. They made a plan, and they worked on themselves and their business until they eventually became excellent at that area, and you can too. Whatever the skill you need to learn to move to the top of your business, write down the development of this skill as a goal. Make a list of everything you will have to do to master it. Set a deadline for achieving the skill, and then go to work to develop it. Most importantly, take the first step. Buy a book, listen to an audio program, enroll in a seminar, and then practice, practice, practice. The first step in anything new is the hardest step of all. Henry Ford once said that the most difficult job is the one that you never get started on. Your willingness and your ability, your discipline in taking the first step toward any goal, especially a learning goal, is the starting point of all great success. And you've heard Confucius say, a journey of 1,000 leagues begins with a single step. In business, fully 90% of your success will come from offering a good product or service in the first place. Whatever you sell, commit to becoming excellent in that product or service. That means that you continually strive to get into the top 10% in your field based on customer opinion and satisfaction. Most products and services start off at an average quality or even below. But then the leader makes a complete commitment to excellence, no matter how much it costs or how long it takes. The strategy for quality leadership is called CANAI, which means stands for continuous and never-ending improvement. The Japanese call this system Kaizen, which means continuous improvement to the growth and success of modern Japan and Japanese products. To succeed in business or in personal life, you must be superior to your competitors in at least one way or in several ways. What is our area of competitive advantage in our product, services, or overall business today? Ask yourself that. What is our area of competitive advantage? Write that down. What is our area of competitive advantage? And I think all of you can answer these questions easily. And then write down, what should it be? And then the third question is, what could it be? What does our company do better for our customers than any other company in our industry? I think it's important that you know all these things. In what areas could you be excellent? You want to write that down? In what areas could you be excellent? What will you have to do or offer to lead your field in the years ahead against determined competition? What will you have to do or offer to lead your field in the years ahead against determined competition? The job of the leader in business is to choose the area of excellence and then to get everyone in the business to strive for excellence in that area every day. The president of Zappos, which is a billion-dollar customer around the concept of offering superb customer service to people who have purchased shoes, he says, "We are a customer service company that just happens to sell shoes." With that, a clear vision of customer service excellence, he built Zappos into the most successful company of its kind in the world. He sold it to Amazon for $1.2 billion. And his personal share was $400 million. See, and that's because he had strived for that. The top 10% of companies in every industry earn most of the profits of that industry. The reason for this is because they were recognized as the quality leaders, and quality is always defined by the customer. According to Fortune magazine, the top leaders in business and industry today, the presidents of the Fortune 500 corporations, they earn an average of 271 times that of the average employee in their company. And why is that? It is mostly because they are recognized as the quality leaders in the field as well. If one company did not hire and pay them because of their reputation as a business leader, they could walk across the street and get paid the same or more by another company. Set a goal to be the best personally in your industry and never stop working until you achieve it, no matter how many years it takes. In your position as a business leader, set a goal to make your company the best in its industry. Commit to excellence in every way. Nothing can help you more to succeed in business than for you and your company to earn a reputation for excellence at everything you do. Excellence is to do a common thing in an uncommon way. And you want to strive for excellence, not perfection. Those are things that might help you. All right, I'm going to take this just a little step further and talk to you about our secret number four, which is leaders are courageous. Winston Churchill wrote, "Courage is rightly considered the foremost of the virtues, for upon it all other virtues depend." The most common single quality of leaders is vision, a clear, exciting picture of a desirable future. The second most common quality of a great leader is courage. The courage to bring the vision into reality, to take action in the direction of the goal. There are two parts of courage. The first in courage is to begin, to launch, to step out in faith towards your goal with no guarantee of success and with a high probability of loss and temporary failure. The second part of courage is the willingness to endure, to persist, to press on in the face of obstacles. To press on in the face of setbacks and temporary failure. In both cases, the greatest obstacles are fears of all kinds. So you want to overcome your fears. The greatest fears that most people have are the fear of failure, the fear of loss, the fear of poverty, or maybe even being embarrassed. These things are the greatest blocks to success. Fear of failure will paralyze you. It will paralyze your action, it will distort your emotions, and it causes people to hold back or to make excuses for not getting ahead. But there are never any guarantees of success for anything. Failure, especially at the beginning of a new venture, is always possible, but not inevitable. Leaders do not like to fail, but they realize that temporary failure is an essential part of the learning process. Business leaders repeat the mantra, fail fast, learn quickly, try again, and do it, fix it, try it. Do it, fix it, try it. Pretty good, huh? Successful people fail far more often than failures do. Failures are so terrified of loss that they try very little or not at all and achieve nothing. They seldom fail because they never take the risk. They never try something new where failure is possible. As it happens, top leaders are not impetuous or risk takers. They are instead risk avoiders in the pursuit of profits and business success. The best leaders reduce the likelihood of failure by carefully evaluating every detail before they commit money and resources. They learn every detail of the situation or opportunity. They ask, what could possibly go wrong? Then they make sure that those things that could go wrong do not go wrong. Confront your fears. You not only overcome them, you confront them. The fact is that everyone is afraid. The outrageous person is simply the person who acts in spite of fear. Mark Twain said, courage is not absence of fear. It is control of fear. It is mastery of fear. The way to eliminate fear and replace it with confidence is to confront the fear, face the fear, and do it anyway. Glenn Ford, the actor, once said, If you do not do the thing you fear, the fear controls your life. You develop the quality of courage by deciding exactly what you want, investigating the situation carefully, and then by taking definite, continuous action in the direction of your goals. Do the thing you fear, and the death of fear is certain. The second part of courage, the flip side of the willingness to launch, is persistence, the willingness to endure. Once you have launched and taken decisive action toward your goal, you will immediately experience setbacks, difficulties, and potential failure. This is the testing time. This is the persistence test that nature sends you to see how badly you really want to achieve your goal. Remember, difficulties come not to obstruct, but to instruct. Tony Robbins says that there is no such thing as a failure, only results. The key to developing persistence is simple but powerful. It is for you to make a decision in advance that no matter what happens, you will never give up. That's so profound. Make a decision in advance, no matter what happens, you will never give up. Your ability to pre-program yourself is really extraordinary. By telling yourself that no matter what happens, I will never give up until I succeed, you plant seeds of persistence that begin to grow deep inside your personality until you need them. Then, when you face the inevitable setback or difficulty, your pre-programming will kick in and you will bounce back. As a friend of Charlie Jones used to say, it's not how far you fall, but how high you bounce that counts. And leaders never give up. Most successful people attribute their success to the fact that they would never give up in the face of temporary failure, no matter what the temptation. Eventually, through repetition and practice, they developed the habit of unshakable persistence that became a normal and a natural part of their personality. They simply never give up. The keys to leadership success have always been two things. First, you get started. Take that first step. And second, you keep going. You resolve in advance that you will never give up. The founder of Success Magazine, one of the most influential thinkers of success in American history, once wrote, "The keys to success are simple. First, give it intuitiveness, and second, stick-to-itiveness. Get intuitiveness and stick-to-itiveness." Aristotle said, "Both courage and persistence are habits learned by practice and repetition over and over until they become automatic ways of thinking and feeling." And if you could do that yourself, that you would just do things enough until it becomes a habit, you will see. When you practice action courageously, whenever courage is required from you, you will eventually reach the point where you become unstoppable and your success will be guaranteed. Eleanor Roosevelt said, "We gain strength and courage and confidence by each experience in which we really stop to look fear in the face. We must do that which we think we can't do. We must do what we think we can't do." So important. So you want to be a courageous leader. And I hope you wrote those questions down. And go back and when you're done, answer them together even. Sit and answer them together and help each other. But they're not hard. And they will help you think about your own leadership. And again, we will come back next week and we'll be talking a little bit more about the things that are exceptional leadership qualities.